From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
I've been to my share of protests. We carry signs and chant slogans, confident in our fundamental rightness and the fact that we have truth on our side. But when I found myself at a protest recently, it was different. Instead of the we, this time I was one of the them. The protesters were standing outside the conference I was attending. It was sponsored by the Energy Biosciences Institute at UC Berkeley, a new center devoted to research on biofuels such as ethanol and biodiesel and funded, to the tune of $500 million, by the oil giant BP. And the protesters were right. The idea of corporate money in academia is a scary one. It implies a sacrifice of autonomy. It complicates the ownership of intellectual property developed by a public university with private dollars. It brings conflicting goals since BP is not seeking knowledge for the public good. They're seeking profit, and this institute will probably develop technologies that I'd rather never see the light of day. If it can make fuel for our cars better, faster, cheaper, this institute will probably be working on it. It's much more complicated than that, I said to myself, but that line sounded familiar. It sounded like the cop-out of someone searching for justification. But what if it's true? The biofuel industry is surging forward whether we weigh in or not. This means deforestation. It means rising food prices for the poor, increases in toxic agricultural inputs, and strain on water resources. And if we want to mitigate these impacts, there are countless questions that desperately need to be answered, wherever the money has to come from. It was these questions we were discussing in the meeting being protested that day. So I see the complexity, but does that just mean I've sold out? The only other time I've been a them at a protest was one morning in college, escorting women into an abortion clinic. But then I still sat comfortably on the side of smug moral superiority. This time I felt like I'd crossed a picket line. This time I really was a them, and I was left wondering whether that was something I'd have to get used to, wondering if I even could if I tried. With a perspective, I'm Kevin Fingerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.